I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side, to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all our hope is in you, all our hope is in you, all the glory to you, of the world, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
We fall down,
we lay our crowns at the feet of of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Father, we thank you that you are holy. Lord, we thank you that you are everything we need, and you are worthy of us bowing down and giving everything to you. We just pray that you would be honored and glorified and pleased with the praise we offer you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Oh, I do this every time. I do it every time. I get swept up in the worship and I forget. I'm supposed to tell them to hang out. I don't know who's reading. Pardon me? Yeah. No, 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 you go ahead. I'm just waiting for who has come up to tell Roland to give you the mic.
What you did to make this happen, but we're impressed. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. Lord, they'll praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come and express your devotion and love this morning to our amazing and wonderful God that we serve. In confession, hear the words of verse 11 that say, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so I may honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Thanksgiving. Our hearts overflow with the words of verse 12 and 13. With all of my heart, I'll praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. We're children drenched in the love of God. How has this love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, let us bring these instances before our good and great God. Thank you, God, for our daily bread, for the warmth of the sun, for the joy that you give on the inside that surpasses the circumstances on the outside. Supplication, listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 to 7. Oh Lord, you're so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I'll call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you'll answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in your request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. Let's bring a request before him. Now we pray for Ernie's co-worker, for Bill and Sandy, for Corrine and Kevin, for Evelyn and Leona, for Gloria and Jerry, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Cindy, for Corrine and Isaac, for Shannon and Cam, for Brian and Rita, for Janice and Gray, and then some of the places around the world, Lebanon, Libya, Peru, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, we pray for peace. For Canada, the United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great for us to bear, and you know them already. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now we have this morning's scripture.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is from the Word of God, Isaiah 41 to 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. A voice said, "Shout," I asked. "What should I shout?" "Shout that people are like the grass. Their beauty fades as quickly as the flowers in a field. The grass withers and the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord. And so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever."
Please stand as we continue to worship in song. You may be seated.